Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. NFIB.com, an organization that works hard every day for you and me, small business owners out here on Main Street, an organization I've been a member of for decades, even longer than I've been telling you about them. And she brings with her the gold standard of small business sentiment, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, almost a half century. It was created 30 years before she was born. She's our good friend, Holly Wade. Welcome back.
Great. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, we want to always give a shout-out to our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, and who's the patriarch of this work, and we're glad he's doing better. Hey, Holly, July was tough, wasn't it?
July was tough. Small business optimism stalled a bit. It's now around 98.8. I mean, that is still the historic average, the 46-year historic average for the index. It improved significantly, certainly, since April and May, so that's good news. Mm-hmm. But we did see some deterioration in the number of owners saying that it's a good time or that business conditions will improve over the next 6 months. So that deteriorated a little bit, and so did expected sales expectations. Mm-hmm. So that also deteriorated 8 points. Between the two of them, that contributed to most of the small decline in the index this month.
I want to put this in perspective, folks. Let's put this 98.8% in perspective, 98.8 points in perspective. Holly, as you know, I've been reporting on the index for over 20 years, and mm-hmm. and during the entire period between 2008 and 2016, the average was under 95. Now, this is when the stock market was off the charts. This is when the economy was languishing at no more than an average of 2%. This is when it went negative in 2000, in the first quarter of 14, 15, and 16. The economy went negative in those quarters. So in those times when some parts of our politics were saying the economy is great, this is good, small businesses were saying, oh, well, actually less than 95%, less than 95 points, I should say. And now here we are in the middle of this pandemic, and it's actually higher than that period. I see a tell in that. I see something in that. What do you think, Holly?
Well, certainly. During the Great Recession, looking at that period and the recovery after, it was slow. Small business owners were very concerned about regulations and higher mm-hmm. taxes
yep.
and all the costs associated
Obamacare.
With running a small business.
Obamacare killed Main Street.
It did. It did. And they were struggling before, and they had continued to struggle through the recovery because of these added costs. And now, you know, small business owners were certainly more uniformly impacted, negatively impacted at the onset of the health crisis. But they are optimistic in seeing that the economy is starting to recover. Things are starting to open up. And so they're optimistic that this will unravel better than it mm-hmm. did in the previous recovery. And, and their local economy should be stronger soon. They're not, too optimistic in that they think it'll recover in the next couple months. They most believe that it'll recover in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. But they are optimistic that things will, start to get better. And they're seeing that in their local communities. But, you know, so the index did stall out a little bit. But as you said, we're at the 46-year historic average. And small businesses are, you know, seeing kind of a light at the end of a tunnel, even if it is, you know, still a little ways off.
Well, and the that's well said, Holly. And the other thing that that we have to realize about July, that's when July is the month that the that we had these new cases. We had the surge in the coronavirus. I mean, that's. That's another thing that hit us. You know, we had states that were trying to, were locking down again, and people were having to wear masks more. So that whole thing has an impact. All that has an impact on sentiment. We come back, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this index and see how things are going with our good friend Holly Wade. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.